Veterans Day weekend ahead, and it's a time for remembering and saluting those who served, and for visiting our nation's monuments to them to pay respects. 15 years ago, one such visitor to the Vietnam Memorial in Washington, D.C. was Philadelphian Michael Murphy. Earlier this year, he shared his story of that visit with WHYY's Common Space, our storytelling collaboration with First Person Arts.
It was 2002, and I was in my early 20s, and at that time, I was a bit of a smartass. So were my friends. And we were taking a long weekend. We were backpacking up and down the East Coast, visiting cities and making fun of them. And we were in Washington, D.C. on a Monday afternoon. It was early summer. We went to the National Mall outdoor area. And when we got off the subway at the National Mall, we saw a stage being broken down. And we saw people walking around in uniforms. And we thought, wow, there must be some kind of military thing. Then we realized, oh, yeah, it's Memorial Day. This was 2002. The country had gone to war 7 months before that, and here we are walking around the National Mall saying, oh yeah, it's Memorial Day. We ended up at the Vietnam Veterans Memorial, and as you know, that is a wall. It's a wall of stone, and on that wall are engraved names. There's 58,000 names on that wall of service people and soldiers who died or were missing in action in the Vietnam conflict. We didn't know anybody on the wall. We didn't have any relatives or friends who had died or were missing in action in Vietnam. So we did something else. We did something that you've probably done if you've been there. We went to a little guide they have at the base of the wall, and we looked up our own names to see if our own names were on the wall. Now, I have a pretty common name. My name's Michael Murphy. So I expected to find my name on the wall. I didn't expect it to find it on there four times. There were four Michael Murphys that died in Vietnam. They were all 19 or 20. One of them was married. None of them made it 9 months in Vietnam. It showed when they deployed and when they were killed. And I was pretty shooken up by that because I was in my early 20s and I realized I'd already had a couple more years than they'd had at that point, and I'd done a whole lot. So I went over to my friends who are on a different area of the wall, and they looked up their names, and they were taking a paper etching of one of the names. You can do that. You hold a piece of paper up against the name, you put a pencil over it, and it creates a souvenir. My friend was doing that because his last name was De La Rosa, which is a little less common, and he didn't see very many of those, and he was taking that etching. And as he was doing it, a veteran walks up to us. Older guy, wearing clothes that were a couple sizes too big, wearing a military uniform. Kind of sad, kind of haunted. There was a lot of people there like that. And he said, hey, did you know him? And we said, who? He said, De La Rosa, did you know him? And we said, no, probably not. He might be a relative of this guy, but, you know, we didn't know him personally. He said, oh, well, I knew him. We said, great. He said, yeah, I served with him. I was there the day he died. We said, oh. He said, yeah, 24 of us died that day. And I'll never forget the way he said the word us. 24 of us died that day. It was a hell of a firefight. It was a terrible day. And there's this long pause. We didn't know what to say. And he looks at us. And he reaches out and he touches the wall. He touches that name, De La Rosa, hard. I mean, you could see his hands turn white, hard. And he says, I come here every year because I got to touch him. And he starts to cry a little and he says, I got to touch him. And we just didn't know what to say. And looking back on it, I feel like we probably were flabbergasted because he was being so sincere. And we were not very sincere people at that time. But if you think about that, that's pretty foolish, right? Being flabbergasted at someone being sincere at a war memorial on Memorial Day. But the moment passed. He walked away down the wall, passing memorials that people had left that day. And we didn't really say much of anything to him. And now that I'm a little older, and I understand people's experiences more, I really wish there were some things I would have said then. And I wish there were things I could say to him now. I wish I could say, thank you for your service. And I'm sorry about your friends. And I'm glad you made it back. And thank you for telling me your story. And I wish I could say those things now and broadcast it to him so that he could hear it. But I can't. Because even though he was talking to us and telling us his story for a couple minutes, we never asked his name. We never thought to ask. I really wish we had.